God will sip you like a drop of dew, she said. We'll both rest on God's two knees. She said, oh, you'll see. It will be like a shower of roses.
She rejoiced in light. She rejoiced in darkness. She rejoiced in confidence.
I'm little. I work only for his pleasure, his whims. She said, my desire is to be unpetaled forever, to love, to return, to make love loved.
She rejoiced in light. She rejoiced in darkness. She rejoiced in innocence.
The chalice is full, full to the brim, she said. The blackness of night is in my soul. She said, I sing only of what I want to believe.
She rejoiced in light. She rejoiced in darkness. She rejoiced in desolation.
What I need is the fire of love. She said, my God, have pity on me. All right, I wouldn't want to suffer less.
She rejoiced in light. She rejoiced in darkness. She rejoiced unafraid.
When I'm in heaven, I'll begin my mission, she said. I tell you, I will die with my weapons in my hands. She said, I say nothing to him. I love him.
She rejoiced in light. She rejoiced in darkness. Therese, help us rejoice.
Child, you told us with your life that every human life can have holiness of purpose. Each surrender to love, however small or isolated, however poorly understood, however surrounded by failure, is a precious exchange with God.
I shall begin to sing what I must sing eternally, the mercies of the Lord. The flower, about to tell her story, rejoices at the totally gratuitous gifts of Jesus. She knows that nothing in herself was capable of attracting the divine glances. His mercy alone brought about everything that is good in her.
I wondered for a long time why God has preferences, why all souls do not receive an equal amount of grace. I was puzzled how our Lord was pleased to caress certain ones from the cradle to the grave. I wondered why poor savages die in great numbers without even having heard the name of God pronounced. Jesus deigned to teach me this mystery by setting before me the book of nature. He created great souls comparable to lilies and roses, but he also created smaller ones, and these must be content to be daisies or violets, destined to give joy to God's glances when he looks down at his feet. God does not call those who are worthy, but those whom he pleases. Jesus does not demand from us great deeds, but only self-surrender and gratitude.
If, when I am preparing for work, I find that the brushes and the paints are in disorder, if a rule or a penknife has disappeared, patience is very close to abandoning me. We who run in the way of love shouldn't be thinking of suffering that can take place in the future. It's a lack of confidence. It's like meddling in the work of creation.
This child confounds every urge to shrug off the extravagance of the gospel. Her doctrine is layer upon layer of simplicity, saturated with intelligence, fired by scripture. Her teaching, like a huge mobile, overwhelms in its immediacy, in its natural balance and motion. Her life, her message for the common Christian is bold, a sensuous display of transcendence.
All the great truths of religion, the mysteries of eternity, plunged my soul into a state of joy not of this earth. I experienced what God reserved for those who love Him. Celine became the confidant of my thoughts. Jesus was forming bonds in our hearts stronger than blood. He made us into spiritual sisters. The sparks of love He sowed so generously in our souls, and the delicious and strong wine He gave us to drink, made all passing things disappear before our eyes. The bright stars were twinkling in the deep skies. The light breath of the evening breeze made the snowy clouds float easily along. All this raised our souls to heaven, that beautiful heaven whose underside alone we are able to contemplate.
Because I was little and weak, He lowered Himself to me. He instructed me secretly in the things of His love. The science of love, ah yes, this word resounds sweetly in the ear of my soul, and I desire only this science. I understand so well. It is only love which makes us acceptable to God, and this love is my only ambition. Jesus deigned to show me the road that leads to the divine furnace, and this road is the surrender of the little child who sleeps without fear in its father's arms. I look upon myself as a weak little bird with only a light down covering. At times, the little bird's heart is assailed by storm, and it seems it should believe in the existence of no other thing except the clouds surrounding it. It cries like a swallow, and in its sweet song it recounts in detail all of its infidelities, thinking in the boldness of its full trust that in even greater fullness it will acquire the love of Him who came to call not the just but sinners.
Looking at a picture of our Lord on the cross, I was struck by the blood flowing from one of His divine hands. I resolved to remain in spirit at the foot of the cross and receive this divine dew. I understood then I was to pour it out upon souls. The cry of Jesus on the cross sounded continually in my heart. I thirst. These words ignited within me an unknown and very living fire.
The Lord nurtured her. He guarded her as the apple of His eye, like a lily, like a rose planted near running water. Prosperity spread over her like a river, like an overflowing torrent. Therese, be with us when we are weak. Be with us when we are strong. Possessed, a wonder of grace, an acceptable offering, a raging fire of love burning in the dark. Therese, be with us when we doubt. Be with us when shadows come. Be with us when love is near. My vocation is love, a canticle.
Jesus confides in me. In secret he teaches me. Marvels of the law of love he reveals to me. My tongue stammers. My heart can hardly understand. All can be all in the path of love. To the boundless desires of my soul, love descends. My foolishness, my weakness, my nothingness is transformed into fire. Love has chosen me, imperfect creature, to be love's flame, love's victim. Come, whoever is little, surrender to love. Know that love is repaid with love alone.
It seems to me that if a little flower could speak, it would tell, simply, what God has done for it without trying to hide its blessings. It would not say in false humility, "It is not beautiful or without perfume," that the sun has taken away its splendor and the storm has broken its stem when it knows that all this is untrue. It is not my life that I am going to write. It is my thoughts on the graces God deigned to grant me. To me, the Lord has always been merciful and good, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. I am going to stammer some words, even though I feel it is quite impossible for the human tongue to express things which the human heart can hardly understand.
I would like to enlighten souls, as did the prophets and the doctors. I have the vocation of the apostles. I would like to travel over the whole earth to preach your name. But, O my beloved, one mission alone would not be sufficient for me. I would want to preach the gospel on all the five continents. I would be a missionary, not for a few years only, but from the beginning of creation until the end of the ages. Are my measureless desires only but a dream, a folly? Ah, if this be so, Jesus, then enlighten me, for you know I seek only the truth. If my desires are rash, then make them disappear.
When my mind is in such great dryness that it is impossible to draw forth one single thought to unite me with God, I very slowly recite an Our Father and then the angel's greeting to Mary. They nourish my soul much more than if I had recited them precipitately 100 times. For me to translate my thoughts, I have to be like the solitary sparrow, and this is rarely my lot. When I begin to take up my pen, behold, a sister passes by, a pitchfork on her shoulder. She believes she will distract me with a little idle chatter. Then another hay worker throws flowers on my lap, perhaps believing this will inspire me with poetic thoughts. I would prefer to see the flowers remain swaying on their stems. Finally, fatigued by opening and shutting this famous copybook, I copy out some thoughts from the Psalms. Mama once told Marie to dress me in my sky blue frock with the lace trimmings, but not to leave my arms bare lest the sun burn them. I allowed myself to be dressed so, but I thought to myself I would look much better with my arms bare. The Blessed Virgin doesn't have a Blessed Virgin to love, and so she's less happy than we are. This is one more sweetness for us, and one less sweetness for her.
Jesus was sleeping as usual in my little boat. He is so fatigued with always having to take the initiative and attend to others. He hastens to take advantage of the repose I offer him. At the time, I was having great interior trials of all kinds, even to the point of asking myself whether heaven really existed. I desired that, like the face of Jesus, my face be truly hidden, that no one on earth would know me. I thirsted after suffering. I longed to be forgotten. Oh, how much good the Holy Face has done me in my life.
The Holy Spirit, long before the birth of Jesus, dictated this prophetic prayer. Draw me, we shall run. What is it then to be drawn, if not to be united in an intimate way to the object which captivates our heart? This is my prayer. I ask Jesus to draw me into the flames of his love, to unite me so closely to him that he live and act in me. Jesus, I cannot fathom the depths of my bold desires. My excuse is that I am a child. But how will she prove her love, since love is proved by works? Well, the little child will strew flowers, not allowing one little sacrifice to escape, not one look, not one word, profiting by all the smallest things and doing them through love. And I will sing, for could one cry while doing such a joyous action? I shall sing even when I must gather my flowers in the midst of thorns.
I'm not breaking my head over the writing of my little life. It is like fishing with a line. I write whatever comes to the end of my pen.
Child of flowers, earthy simplicity, blooms of wit, showered with affection.
Mistress of words, come among us.
Child of Jesus, confidence unbounded, bursts of imagination, apple of his eye.
Mistress of the word, come among us.
Child of the holy face, gifted with innocence, triumphant in struggles, eager for his chalice.
Mistress of suffering, come among us.
Victim of love's holocaust, keep your promises now, whenever our faith falters.
Here, do not fail us.
Help us surrender to God with the same obedience and confidence and passion you never denied him.
Here, do not fail us.